This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Did you get this week's RTE guide? The November 28th to December 4th edition? Well, I hope you did. Because firstly, on the cover there's a gorgeous picture of Tubridy. And he's looking lovely. I mean, he's wearing a lovely kind of jumper thing. And he's coming out of a chimney, actually, if you look at it. Which I think is nice. However, that is not the main focus. If you can get by him and then all these other pages and go to the very back page, is Kira.
Yes.
Kira, firstly, you're looking gorgeous. You're looking really well. I think you look great on that photo. So well done.
Really?
You look very sexy. You do.
I think I look very non-approachable in that photo. But anyway, there were photos taken of me and you about 2 years ago. So
you look like a boss bitch. I'm serious.
I don't want to come across like a boss bitch. I've been told that I intimidate men.
You do a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with that either.
Is it because of my sensuality?
I think it's that you're too sensual and you're too much of a party girl and men just don't understand it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, so a couple of weeks back, I had to do a really nice Q&A actually for the RTE guide. And I was very excited because a lot of my aunts and people that I know in the village and people all over the country obviously get the RTE guide, you know?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
There I am on the back page. I mean, it's not the front page. Some guy called Ryan is on the front page.
Yeah,
but
smiling
it's
out of
the
us.
Back page.
You see, I've been trying to explain this to Kira because I think Kira feels like the back page isn't a big deal. You have to understand, in any publication, Kira, the back page is a huge deal.
Mm.
As in, it's like the front page because everyone goes there, the back page because everyone goes there, and then like the middle, if you know what I'm saying, because everyone opens it on the middle. It's a big deal that you're here. Like,
okay.
This is a prime piece of real estate, so to speak, in the magazine.
So I was asked lots of questions about my childhood. The theme was childhood and the theme was about growing up and stuff like that. And I read back over some of the answers today, obviously, you know, when I saw that it was published and I was like, oh, God, that's going to make me sound a little bit weird. Or it didn't sound like that when I said it, you know, that sort of way.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Can I put some of the questions to you?
Yes.
I like these. By the way, sorry, there's just... Sorry, I have to go for this one.
Okay.
It says, do you have any physical scars from when you were young? And you say, on my knees. What? What? Did you get those in college, did you? Didn't get those knees from praying, huh? On my knees. Should have worn knee pads, Kira. See what I'm saying?
There's one particular question there. And when I read it, I actually nearly fainted because I was like, whoa, 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 was I drinking when I answered these questions? It was a question about, do you have a family of your own?
Yeah.
And my answer was like, no, not yet. I'm riding is the next two words. And what it was I'm riding on the coattails of my parents still, basically not being able to let go. But I was like, I had to put the word riding into a sentence after being asked a question about starting a family or do I have a family?
I like it. You say I keep riding as well.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like if you're just reading that, it's like, oh, I'm still trying, you know,
yes,
I'm still riding away. No children yet, though.
Chris, I saw it and I was like, oh, my God.
Can I be just honest, though?
Mm-hmm.
Kira also really opened up to us because it says, what's the greatest regret from your youth?
Okay.
And Kira says, probably teenage years, thinking I knew it all, time spent wishing my life away, being too hard on myself. As the saying goes, I wish I knew then what I know now. Did you feel like when you were giving that answer, were you going, I'm class. Do you know what I mean? Were you going, this is a brilliant answer. I'm really clever and everyone's going to really respect me after I give this answer.
Honestly how I felt. It's honestly how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't talk about all the lads that I shifted that I completely regret. You know what I mean?
You should have.
It's the RTE guide, Chris.
You should have really opened it up to that. You should have.
Should have got really dark.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah, absolutely. But look, Kira, I think it's awesome. I think that... apart from the odd kind of weird thing here and there.
Yeah, I also make a reference to being the Connemara Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, hold on. Where is that? Because there's one really annoying thing. And I wanted to tell you to stop doing this. Yeah, it's the thing where like you make us look like we're a bunch of like whiskey drinking backwards.
It's the one where what was the weather like when you were a child?
The sun is always shining. Hot days at the bog, watching my dad in the garden, long evenings of light, going out to Inishlakken Island in the Curragh.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. That was my childhood.
All right, fucking James Joyce. All right, W.B. Yeats. You know what I mean? God's sake. Like, don't get me wrong. That's where I came from as well. But you need to cool it up a bit.
I think that's really cool.
We dried our clothes by a turf fire and cooked eggs in the range. Did you have a range?
No.
Did you cook the chicken on the range?
No.
The house smelt of turf. There was five of us in one room. Like, that's where this is going. Do you know what I'm saying? As in, that's where the next progression in those would have been if they let you keep talking. Otherwise, though, I'm awesome. Well done. Can you sign this copy for me?
No, this is the only copy I have.
Will you sign it for yourself, though?
I'm sure there'll be a couple of
free copies upstairs. You should sign it for yourself.
Yeah,
you should sign it, like, to Kira, all the best, Kira.
To younger Kira from older, more tired and completely cynical Kira.
To younger Kira, I wish I knew then what I know now. You know? Otherwise, though, seriously, awesome. Well done.
Thank you.
So if you have the RTE guide this week, check it out. Check out our girl Kira. Repping it big style. Lovely kind of Q&A with Kira. And a very nice photo of her. And on the back page, Toby on the front, Kira on the back. You know, it's lovely. What more do you need this Christmas?
Exactly.
You know, I'm telling you.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.